Yes, we're back, keeping the ball on the ground. Sponsors William Hill and Black Rooster Peri Peri Chicken. I'm two of the best podcasters in Britain, two of the sexiest men in Britain as well. Kevin Kyle and Paul Slane, what's happening, young men?
Well, listen, Si, just before we...
Well, listen, Si, just before we start,
I've obviously still got the buzz for the Fringe, but I'm not going to go there yet. If that, my performance at the Fringe,
tremendous,
that
which
exceptional,
it was,
there's a new remake of Braveheart going to be happening.
Wow.
And they've offered me a role in the film.
What's a role?
I know what's coming.
What's a role? You're no William, are you?
No, well, not the British dad. No, listen. But listen, I'm all kidding on. I've been picked to the role, Si.
Who for?
Johnny Hayes.
Oh, brilliant, man.
Get out of my bed and wash my face and hands.
Oh, what a man. Kev, you enjoy the Fringe?
Oh, mate, that Fringe is... that was magnificent, wasn't it?
Good, wasn't it?
We were...
some buzz.
I think the crowd came expecting, and we delivered, and they're away home telling my mates, and everybody's now trying tickets in the black market. I've even heard they're trying to forge tickets, so keep an eye out on that.
You're right, Kevin. I must say about the crowd for the upcoming shows, and I include the Hydro in that. Do not come if you're not ready for a party. Si, we ain't interested in trying to entertain boring people or sad people, and we know exactly the type of people we're talking about. Sports scene type.
By the way, I was going to say we should tug it out because we've done so well, but Kev, you lot, you've not had a shower since Sunday. Struggling.
I don't know. Like, Derek Ferguson, obviously.
He had too many blue wickets, didn't he?
Oh, he said to me, hey, big man, the wife's away up the road to see Lewis up in Aberdeen. He says, so I've got a freebie. I thought, all right, okay, right, we'll have a few drinks this afternoon. Derek, during the show, was nothing short of shambolical. We're actually having a meeting, the producer's having a meeting with me in the morning about whether he's going to continue open goal.
What a man. By the way, you kept coming up to me and going, Derek's absolutely class, he's so cute.
No, I never.
You didn't, mate.
I never did.
He's so cute. You're talking nonsense.
So, Lenny, what about you? Have you slept since, or are you still dry riding the mattress?
Well, Si, the thing is, I wasn't even, as much as I love entertaining and I love the shows at the time, I couldn't wait for it to finish, Si, because before we got the train to Edinburgh, what did I buy, Si?
I can't. Oh, the other thing.
Bruce Springsteen DVD.
Oh, so you did.
I'm not trying to live at Barcelona. I wasn't trying to tell lies there. But I bought that. So through the show, Kev, I just couldn't wait to get home and watch it live at Barcelona. Sorry, boys. But what happened was when I got off the train on the way home, Si,
yeah,
I got a chippy pizza supper.
Oh, so you had the pizza before it and after it?
Yeah, I like that before and after, Si. I think it's important. So me and my mum, when I get home, total all about the show, Kev, total how good I was, and she was buzzing. So we watched Bruce Springsteen together, Si, at midnight. It was absolutely magnificent.
Just you, Susan, and the boss.
Exactly. So I was doing singing away, born in the USA, I was born.
By the way, what about the train driver, Stuart? Oh. I had them believing that the Hibs players didn't like Paul Heckenbottom because all he'd done in training was bare arse. He's like that. I've heard that.
He texted me yesterday.
No, he didn't.
He gave him Slaney's number. Mate, what about some of the outrageous stories we had him believing, man? Frank McAvaney was tremendous, wasn't he?
Honestly, I've said it before. Frank's an absolute hero, but my God, he really took the show by storm and by the horns of the Fringe. It was absolutely excellent, Frank. And his story, the helicopter story, could be the greatest story of all time.
Better than yours. Stories?
I don't believe so. But Si, even the man, he's thrown in names like Elton John. So it's hard for us to live up to that. I mean, I don't know about the one he said Katy Perry was going to bring up stage. Don't tell lies, Frank.
Frank's stories, honestly. Frank was my hero growing up. Uh-huh. I used to run about with a picture of Frank McAvaney. When I would go to Celtic games, he would be...
The number nine.
The story about him when he's going to die, and he's got in his will that six blondes are going to carry him down into the coffin.
The coffin, that's
magic, isn't it?
He was pals with Frank Sinatra as well. He was telling me on the night after.
No way.
He met Frank Sinatra a couple of times.
I think Frank's amazing, but do you believe
that? Absolutely not. Right, onto the football. Big week for you, Slaney. Your man Kieran Tierney went to London. How was the trip down to London? Did you enjoy it?
It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
You actually met Unai Emery, didn't you?
Unai Emery, well, he's really fell a stunt double, I believe he did him. No, but listen, Si, I'm absolutely over the moon for Katie. I was listening to Scott Brown yesterday and he summed it up. It should be a fairy tale story that a player's came through the academy, played as many times as he has for Celtic. They'll now, I don't think Steady will ever replace him through the years and years. He's one of the best.
What about Bolly?
But listen, I remember I gave Bolly a wee bit. I'll go into him, but regarding Kieran Tierney, my God, I hope he goes there and becomes the best left back in the world.
Here's a question for you, a Celtic great?
Yeah, absolutely, Si. I think he really is. And my God, the boy is. I've never met a bigger Celtic fan. Even when we went to Transmit Si and he was there, you realise how much a Celtic fan he is. So there's bollocks that he is, isn't he? You can't turn it down. There's no way you can knock that back. And my God, I hope he goes there and, as I said, become the best left back in the world. And he can. He can go and do that. Andy Robertson is also world class. So we've got now two world class left backs in the country, and also John McGinn.
He's ripping it up.
Yeah, he's flying as well. Keegan. Kevin Keegan. Reminds me of Kevin Keegan.
Kev, is it the right move for Kieran Tierney? If you're in his shoes, would you have went?
Oh, absolutely. I just think that sometimes in football clubs, legends are branded about too quickly and too whatever. And like Kieran Tierney came up through the ranks at what age? Like 12 or 13
seven
years old?
Seven, he went to
seven. Seven,
yeah.
Right, so 7 years old to now, 15 years at the club. Like, you cut him open, he bleeds green, he loves the Celtic fans, and absolutely no doubt he'll be back during the midweek games if Celtic obviously get through the rounds. It's a dream move, and it's all right.
Your point in the last podcast about him, Andy Robertson winning the Champions League, he would have been thinking, I'm as good as Andy Robertson, I want to know what I mean.
I just think that when you are like, before Andy Robertson got to Andy Robertson level that he's at, everybody talked about Kieran Tierney, this great left back, and then all of a sudden wee Kieran got a few injuries. Andy then got catapulted into the Champions League final twice and done brilliant and deservedly so, and all of a sudden they're not talking about Kieran Tierney, this great left back, so all of a sudden he's thinking, like, wait a minute, I'm at a bit of this. So he's went away doing there, and I think that he will totally live up to the potential that's everybody's
okay, so
taught.
Here's one for you. If Andy Robertson never done as well as he has at Liverpool, and Kieran Tierney, say, was made Scotland captain last year, do you think he'd have stayed at Celtic? Is it only because Andy Robertson's done so well and now he's playing ahead of him for Scotland that he's...
No, we don't. We will never be able to answer that question. Because a great question, by the
thanks
way.
Thanks very much, mate. That's not even I just came up with that.
We will not be able to answer it because the only person that can give you that answer is KT himself. And
Kieran,
we can all...
Day show. He loves
he loves it.
So he will do a show. But listen, see this about, it's about money, right? And what a lot of pish, Si, because of, if, for example, a Russian team came in with lots of money, it would never have ever went. So a lot of nonsense.
Also, everyone does, as I say, it's about the money in the team, but we have got it on good source that his hero growing up was actually Nigel Winterburn.
Aye.
And that's
well,
why
I,
he's
no,
that,
I don't
he's
know if you're right
model,
there.
No.
I believe it
Lee
was
Dixon.
Stephen Craney. One of the worst human beings of all time.
Obviously Celtic fans are angry because they're on the verge of 10 in a row, but does that matter, Kev?
Celtic fans can be as angry as they want. What that guy did and tried to do for Celtic Football Club in his time there has to be commended. It's all very well having your opinion, and we're all entitled to our opinion, but see the minute you're put into that position, tell me what you think. Take the Celtic fan that's angry, who works for Argos, and all of a sudden he's been catapulted into a job that's getting him 10, 15 times more than what Argos is getting him. Is he going to just stay at Argos because he feels that he's got an affiliation with Argos? He likes the red jumper.
Who would don't pay 10 times 15 more than Argos, like B&M or something?
I don't know, maybe Poundland or something. So basically, until you're put into that position, you don't know what you're going to do or how you feel. So for me, I don't think it's about money, because I don't think, having spoken to the guy, having seen the way he conducts himself, I don't think he's a money-orientated guy. I think he's a guy like most footballers where you set out in life to become first and foremost a footballer. You don't ever think, I'm going to be a millionaire playing football. You want to be a football player. You want to be the guy that talks about, oh, he'd 500, 600, 700, 800 games. Nobody remembers a guy that had 150 games and played a 15-year career, but he's got 30 million in the bank. Nobody remembers the guys. So for me, he's made the right move. He'll do well at Arsenal, and it could end up being the fact that if he does as well as we all hope he does, Arsenal's just the first stop on the journey.
Right, you know, Slaney, I need to ask you this, because Your other man, James Forrest, been linked with a move away. Now, if Celtic were to lose James Forrest, would you drive to the Erskine Bridge?
I'd be very close to it, and I would boycott the club if they allowed him to go. I would boycott the club. My God, have you seen James Forrest recently?
Brilliant.
Fuck me.
He's looking well, by the way, isn't he?
I don't know what's happened.
He used to be ugly, but he's just came into
his... We used to be named as the ugly wingers, and it was great. But now he's like, he is a hunk.
It's like yourself, so you've came into your looks.
I came on a bit, I think.
You came on it again?
Came on to the game, but I think the other summer, si, my skins came out like Robert the Bruce's dad, and that's why I got up the role. And I'm devastated, si. I hate getting pictures, maybe people say, you know how much that means to me, yeah, to get pictures, and I'm embarrassed to get them now. But on James Forrest, he's a hunk, as we said, so he's living up to that expectation. But my God, have you been watching him recently?
He looks like he's he does. Really, he looks like a big, strong guy.
Is
now,
he in the gym?
He does a lot of the strength side, the speed and the
dynamic.
The dynamic duo. But listen, but what I was going to say was about James Forrest. He seems to be, and I said it last season, he seems to score whenever he wants now, Si. The amount of goals that he must get, as in scoring or assisting, is absolutely... I can't believe there's no been huge clubs in the Prem coming in from, or maybe there has, I don't know.
By the way, we were speaking about before the podcast as well, for me, Celtic playing better football now than they did last year. I know it's only two games in, it's only St Johnstone Motherwell, but like we said as well, you watch Leicester and it's keep ball, which is great, but Jamie Vardy must be going off
these. That isn't the football side, and it's these freak shows that are coming into the game. And
freak shows.
And they're coming into the game, Kev, and they're saying...
Philosophy
and project and all this, and we'll keep the ball for this. And because I watched Pep Guardiola, and he does it. Pep Guardiola, Si, came through the ranks at Barcelona.
He's lived it, he's breathed it.
Under Johan Cruyff.
Johan!
Yeah. Alright. He's a genius mind. Brendan Rodgers, isn't he? He's a good manager, but the style. I watched Leicester City at the weekend. One shot on target, and the boy Diego Jotters was rubbish.
Diego Jotters
kept on missing sitter after sitter, and Will should have put them to bed. I don't believe that is football. And Neil Lennon, as I said, my God, it is rock and roll rampant football.
Wow!
The triple R.
Wow!
So, no, listen, I must say, the football's great. Celtic and Rangers are demolishing.
Rangers are the same, eh, Kev? They're playing good football.
Rangers, obviously, Defoe comes in, ahead of Morelos, scores a hat-trick. Morelos comes on, I'll score two as well. At this moment in time, like I say, we talked about before the show, Celtic and Rangers are playing nobodies right now.
We're going to come to that, so keep that for a bit.
Right, so what I'm saying is that Celtic, Rangers... Celtic score 7, Rangers get to score 6. Celtic score 5, Rangers. It's just a case
like the old
of
days again, isn't it?
It's actually really, really refreshing, because I think the Scottish football has waited a long time for Rangers to actually come back and be on a level footing, and I think this season there is a level footing, and it's just a case of who can beat the teams around them better week in, week out. Than, because I think it'll come down to the games against each other.
Okay, Greg Taylor replacing Kearney. Bowley's already there, but would Greg Taylor be a good replacement? Slaney, Greg Taylor, for me, before we start, I think Greg Taylor's good. The game he impressed me, Scotland away to Belgium against top players, I thought he'd done really well.
Yes, I think you're right. Listen, the question is replacing. Nobody will replace Kieran Tierney, and I hope people don't do that with the left-back that comes in. I certainly think he's a good signing for Celtic. I think it'd be better if a type Tierney was their side for Greg Taylor to come in. And so, no retake, because Tierney would be your number one. But I think he's a good signing, Si. And I think as the time goes on, he could make that. Do you know what I'm actually going to say here? It reminds me of a left back Jackie McNamara type player.
Yeah.
Great point.
Seven out of ten every week.
And I like that. Full backs don't need to be exceptional. Defensive, well, get them doing whip boys in. Andy Robertson is one of the best left backs in the world. But if you watch him, Si, simple game. Yeah. Up and doing like a Trojan, and you're whipping boys in.
Up and doing like your arse on a Saturday night. By the way, so the thing that annoys me with fullbacks now, I think they're getting above their station. I watched Liverpool at the weekend, Jamie Carragher saying that Andy Robson needs to add goals to his game. What happened to the days when fullbacks used to take throw-ins and just pass the ball to me and set them in field? Now we make them try to set up goals. Fullbacks are trying to set up goals, they're trying to score goals.
They're
a pass about the midfielders.
You're talking about Jamie Carragher, like, these guys are obviously the top men in the Sky Sports. Liverpool have played one game and they're saying they've got a defence problem. So let's not take Jamie Carragher too seriously here today, all right? Because if he doesn't be careful, we'll be taking his role, right?
But what about another point he made as well? Norwich won the second half. What did you hear him saying that?
Oh, Jesus.
I had to tweet about it. What a load of nonsense. Liverpool had chucked it. They were four up.
Does that mean now the managers get like a win ratio compared to half? So Jim Jeffries got a 75% lose ratio in the first half, but he's got a 100% win ratio second half. Does that get my next job?
That was absolute nonsense. That was a lot of nonsense. Jamie Carragher was talking total shite.
Jamie Carragher was clearly had a night out at the Fringe or something beforehand.
With Derek. Right. Brendan Barker signed for Rangers last week.
Buzzing for Sue. Did you see him? Absolutely buzzing for Sue.
He's mum Sue. You have got Question of Sport on Series Link. Matt Dawson is your favourite.
Matt Dawson is rubbish, and so is Phil Tuffers. In all,
that's him. Phil Tuffers.
He's crap, isn't he? He's rubbish.
Oh, mate, he has had a cricket bat off his chin, isn't he?
He's getting Bill Bowman still in.
He's still in. But listen, I'm buzzing for wee Sue and Brandon Barker. What I must say is, I think he's a really good player, Si. I watched him at Hibs under when Neil Lennon was the manager, and I really liked him. What I've noticed is with Neil Lennon, he seems to get wingers playing at the highest of level. He just loves players going at people, and I think Brandon Barker's a really good signing. What I'm surprised, Lennon maybe, was he a free transfer?
I think he's a free transfer, yeah.
So I'm surprised Lennon maybe didn't take him, but the only thing is, I think when you've got Forrest, Mikey Johnson there,
Sinclair might be
Sinclair Morgan, but do you know what? Actually, I'm surprised. I like Barker. When I seen him at Hibs, I really did like my play. I think he's a good signing. So we'll see how he does at Rangers. But I must say, I've gave Jordan Jones. I think Jordan Jones is a good player, as I've said, Si. I don't think he would be a regular at Rangers, as I've said. Well. But I must say, he's proven me wrong so far. And do you know what? I've heard a lot of boys saying he's a great lad. He's a great character. So do you know what? I hope he does prove me wrong, Si. But I believe that Brandon Barker will play.
Think he's played?
No, I don't know.
But for me, wee bit Barker, a wee bit of speedboat without a driver. And I don't know if he scores enough goals, Slaney, does he?
Well, Si, I'm only comparing when I look at any winger like me.
James Milner type.
Aye, and if they run with their head down and hit the first man and run at the pitch, I like them. So that's why I like him.
Kev, does this signal the end? Any hope of Rangers getting Ryan Kent?
I think it looks like it.
I don't know, by the way, because the window's shut now. The Championship and the Premier League window's shut.
And so you can still do loans though, Paul.
It's the loan deal. And it's probably the cost of how much Liverpool want for Ryan Kent on loan. And are Rangers willing to pay that amount of money for a player?
I think it's £1 million they're wanting for a loan,
of money.
Yeah.
The fairy tale, the idea, the whole thing of getting them back would be fantastic for the Rangers fans. Because let's be honest, last year when he played Celtic at the end of the season, he was absolutely brilliant. It was a one-man show, and he's consistent, he's direct, he's got that wee bit of nastiness in him as well. He's got a bit of fight and hunger in him, so I quite like that. And I think that's why the Rangers fans take to him, because you can see he's got passion and stuff. So it'd be great to see him back up here in Scottish football, but I think the course is maybe ran for Ryan Kent. Maybe this season, but you don't know what will happen down the line in the future.
Is he better than the SPL now, Ryan Kent? Do you think he can play for an English Premiership team?
I think so.
I think he's got to go and try and see if he can.
If he
gets an opportunity to see, because he's proved that he can do it up here week in, week out for a massive club. European football at the beginning last year would have helped his experience as well in his development.
That was development.
Development. That was quite hard to say, man. You've got fake six teeth at the front. But ultimately, Rangers will hope and pray that they might be able to get him. But I think, obviously, maybe that road's...
That road's gone. Right, Slaney, where are Rangers in terms of challenging Celtic? Will it go to the wire?
Aye, I think it will, Si, right down to the wire. I certainly think, Si, this is a year. The Old Firm games are going to be crucial. Because in the last season, even Celtic as well, they slipped up.
Beat twice at Ibrox, weren't they?
Not even the Old Firms, but Si, they drew a lot of games at home or away via sort of the other teams in the league. And Celtic and Rangers, if that happens this year, if you slip up once or twice, it could be costly. So the Old Firm games are going to be huge, Kev and Si. And I'm so excited. Do you know what I mean? I've been waiting for this. I want to go right down to the wire. That being said, the rest of the league, I don't like saying about trying to be this controversial guy or trying to say things to stand out or whatever. What I've watched, and me and you had a disagreement when I said St Johnstone at Celtic Park, I said Celtic were great, but St Johnstone were rubbish. I thought they had no heart, Kev. And I agree with you, some games a team can hammer you and you try your best or whatever and you work hard as a team, it just doesn't happen. What I've seen for St Johnstone at Celtic Park And Hibs at Ibrox, not acceptable, Si.
No.
Not acceptable.
Need to pull the socks up.
It's just totally rubbish. I don't think they're getting coached properly, in my personal opinion, Si.
Kev, who at the minute looks better at Celtic or Rangers? You had to put your cards on the table.
Celtic.
Okay, why is
I just think that, see, from middle to front, they seem to be, they look as if they could score at will. Mm. Their defence is obviously a wee bit uneven because they've got near Beaton. He's been playing some games at the back, so it's been a bit up and down, but that's due to suspensions and injuries and things like that. But Celtic going forward with Forrest and Wright, Brown sitting there dictating things, Lee Griffiths is coming back. He's nowhere near match fit, but he's scored in the last two consecutive games, so he's only going to get better. Christie's coming on and scoring penalties. I just think that Celtic all round, they look like they're really enjoying themselves, and they're enjoying going out on Saturday and thinking, you know what, we're going to score 5, 6, 7, and being disappointed coming off that they haven't scored 5, 6, 7 goals. Rangers obviously on Saturday against Hibs, when I saw the result, I did not expect it to be that score, like 6-1. I thought it'd be a far closer game.
There was nothing to do with the red card. It should have been 12.
No, that's what I mean. I'm going to say, I watched the highlights and that, and to be honest, it could have been a hell of a lot more, and Steven Gerrard was right.
Arciano was rubbish.
First goal. What was he doing with the first goal?
He was totally rubbish. And as I said, it was. I don't know what it is. It's just like these players are so passive. Si, do you know what I mean? I can't understand it, Kev. You know me.
Do you want them to get in people's faces up their arses?
Me and you, anybody could set up and say we're going to sit back today, right, and get our men behind the ball. Anybody can do that, right? You've got to coach it, Si, and you've got to be in the right positions, and when the ball goes there, you go there and you'll be hard to beat, right? Wow. That's not happening.
That's the passion we want to see for opposition teams.
And my God, I'm saying it right now, the coaches need to lift their game, Si. The players, I watched, onto the players now, Liam Craig and Murray Davidson. My goodness, they were getting thrown about a couple of scud books. Rubbish.
Big Liam Craig's my mate. You can't.
What a player. He really is.
And by the way, fair play to Slaney as well. He's got Craig Levine's hat on today.
By the way, I'm not saying. And as well,
we're going to come at him, so just keep it brief.
I'll keep it very brief. But St Johnstone as well, Craig Levine's wearing the Umbro hat. I don't know what he's trying to be, but also.
You seen his glasses as well?
My goodness, take them off, Thomas.
Oh, you know Tommy Wright used to have his dog's name stitched on his boots? Winston, swear to God, mate.
No way.
Who told you that?
I know a couple of young boys at St Johnstone obviously done the boots, and Tommy Wright had his dog's name.
That sums him up this season.
He was a goalie.
Was he?
He didn't even get fueled.
He was a goalie, yeah. If your manager wore that cap on the side, Paul.
Could take him serious, Si. Really couldn't take him serious. I've seen him, and my God, I've given sports scene a hell of a hard time, and I'll continue to do it. Actually, I won't, because I don't care it's that bad. But what I will say, Si, Mikey Stewart's been magnificent. Did you hear him talking about Craig Levine?
No, was
he
good?
Went on a 5-minute rant just giving hearts at. But have you seen Levine's football? It literally is just punt. Just punt up. It's
to be fair, the highlights programme that I watched absolutely identified how bad Hearts were. In
Ross County.
Of, it was just.
I agree. Ross County were great, though.
Halkett, Bella, as soon as they get the ball, 40 yards. I think they think I'm still playing up there. I honestly do, but it was so. But they don't. Ick Pietzu, as big a boy as he is, he's not going to be that big target man. He wants the ball at his feet and he wants to get people turned. Yeah. But Craig Levine, I don't know what's going on there. I just think
they've
that.
Do you know what? See, when you look at Hearts' team, they've actually decent players.
They're going to sign Glenn Whelan. Glenn Whelan will not put up people kicking the ball. No, I've played against him, good player.
Is he?
Well, for this level, good player.
But I just think with Hearts, I think they're footballs. But that being said, Ross County were great.
We'll come to that in a minute anyway.
Sorry,
you just can do what he's like. We'll just go on the European week for both. Can you see both teams going through, Kev?
Definitely. Rangers, the tie's done. It's just a case of just seeing the job out. Celtic, a wee bit more difficult because Cluj are going to come with the feeling that they've got nothing to lose because they're away goal down, basically. So they'll come at Celtic, which might actually benefit Celtic because the game might be a wee bit more open. And the likes of Forrest, Christie, Johnson, Griffiths, and that might get some goals. So hopefully Celtic, I'm pretty calm that both teams will see themselves at the next round. And
Rangers got a great result, didn't they? 4-2 away.
Absolutely. It's a great result in terms of the amount of away goals they scored and stuff. They'd be really disappointed to concede a couple of goals. But I think, like you say, they've done enough away from home. We are a full house at Ibrox on Thursday, Wednesday, whatever night it is, rocking. They'll see the job out and that'll just give them more and more confidence. Because it's tough now because they're playing Saturdays at 12 o'clock, Sundays at 3 o'clock, and then practically a midweek time. We don't seem to help these clubs, you know, in Scottish football. Can we rearrange a few fixtures to give them a wee bit more breathing space? Because at the end of the day, you know what it is? How are we going to get better as a country in terms of European footing if we don't help the clubs that are actually in Europe?
Good, I love a bit of passion the two boys today. You're angry men, eh? I need to ask you, Slaney, as well. Do you remember Dan Petrescu when he played for Chelsea? Brilliant. The Cluj manager.
Brilliant.
Why has he now got two tennis balls in his cheeks? He's put on some weight, wee Dan, isn't he? He's had a good summer.
Wee Dan, his big son kept calling him Desperate Dan. Don't know why I slabbered there. See that?
But you can see both teams going through, Slaney, yeah?
I think tonight... Can I say that? I think tonight...
Tonight it has no bad one, you can say it,
I think tonight...
Wait a minute, you talk about horse and... all sorts of stuff and you're asking if you can say tonight. You can say what you like, mate, you're the man.
I think tonight I think it'll be a tight game. I don't think it's going to be
you lower your voice for us?
I think it's going to be a very tight game.
Very tight.
And I believe Celtic will come through it, and I believe Rangers will get through it.
But do you think both of them will make the group stages? Do you think Rangers will be in the FA Cup and Europa Cup? Sorry,
I think Rangers
think will be in the Champions League.
I think Rangers will make Europa Cup. Celtic's obviously Slavia Prague, very very good side, but I think it all depends on the draw and how is Celtic away from home first or second. Because I think if Celtic are away from home first and get something or something, I think a full house at Parkhead and a European night to guarantee Champions League football, that's a different animal. And okay. I think Celtic are more than capable of producing a right big performance on a big night to make sure they... Because Champions League isn't the be-all and end-all. It's fantastic for the fans if they get there, because sometimes the groups you get and the teams you get to play against, it's great for fans to see. But ultimately, what's bigger right now for Celtic? Is it 9-0 going on to 10-0, or is it 4-6 games of Champions League football? Who knows?
I think for these fixtures, so Lenny is good in the Champions League. He's got a great record. He's beat Barcelona at Celtic Park.
He's proven it, Si. He really has proven it. He's great. He's
been big results at Parkhead under Neil Lennon. Would you take any credit for it?
Well, the funny thing is, a lot of people don't know, Si, is when I was injured, Neil Lennon obviously thought, how can I use Lenny in the right way? So I was a big part of the tactical...
game plan?
Tactical nous.
Wow.
So I was a big part of it.
And does it annoy you that's never really came out and he's never really gave
me
credit for it?
I think it's disappointing for Neil Lennon that he's never ever gave me any credit for it. But I certainly will, if it keeps on happening, I will have a word to say about it all.
You will absolutely not have anything to say about it. Right, Hibs, as you said, pumping at Ibrox, some fans giving out to your mate Johnny Hickenbottom, is it?
Aye, listen.
Is it over the top?
Well, not at all. You'd better have John Robottom as your manager. But what I must say is... And I'll just say it right now, in every single league in the world, Scott Allen has produced the best pass of the season.
Already, Jank?
Oh my, did you see it?
Unreal.
But don't always just give Scott Allen the credit, you need to give wee Damien Duff a great, what a run wee Damien Duff made, take it on the end yet.
Jorgen.
Brilliant wee Damien Duff, so what a goal. But my God, Scott Allen, what a pass. But I think he's under a lot of pressure, Si, and what I heard for the guy, the train conductor, the boys don't like him.
I know, that was weird. That was what he said, wasn't
he
it?
He said he's training.
Stuart,
the conductor, said he said
he doesn't like him. Now, I don't know
don't
how Stuart knows.
Bottom.
He said he's not got a clue, supposedly.
There's a wee exclusive for Stuart, the train driver. But I don't know about that, because I've seen Hickenbottom, and I think his teams are always quite well organised.
But I've said
well
it before,
It's lies. Stuart, the chain driver, said he had two kids. Anyway, somebody's gave him two kids.
Glenn Middleton looks like he's going to Hibs. Good signing for them.
It'll be a good signing for Hibs. Good signing for Greg Middleton, because obviously he came onto the team last year, made a few games, and they were hoping this young kid, big Rangers fan, growing up, what have you. So it'll be good for his development to go to Hibs, and obviously if he produces in some good performance, Hibs will reap the rewards. Always think with young kids at big clubs, at Rangers, Celtic and things like that, at some point you've got to be that person to go to the minors, say, look, Gaffer, I want to go and play some games. I want to get there and learn the game, because he could stay at Rangers for the next 2 or 3 years and leave Rangers at the age of 22. How many games he played for the first team games he played, son? 3 sub appearances. All right, okay, right, we're not going to sign you. Away you get some experience, because it does you absolutely no harm. If anything, it benefits you going forward, because you appreciate what you've got back at Rangers. So ultimately, a good move for both, and hopefully the kid goes on and does well for Hibs, because it's nice to see young kids going out on loan.
Best thing I've ever done in my career was going on loan. Swindon, and even guys that you have on, Stephen Dobie, Barry Robson, Willow Flood, have said the best thing that they've ever done in their career was going on loan.
You're spot on, Si. I went to MK Dons and didn't play one game in loan, so I don't totally disagree.
Do you want to tell the story that Carol Robinson said to you?
What was that, man?
Oh no, we've got another.
Oh aye, so I mean, I remember my first day. This is what I really have my back up about it. people say your loan moved Dinnybuck. Well, this is exactly why Dinnybuck. My first day I went into MK Dons to meet the manager and all that, and me and my agent went in, and he went, so I walked in and he went, oh, for fuck's sake. And I went, what? And I stared at him and I went, can I have a fucking Luke Chadwick? But listen, me fucking me wondering I didn't a day well there, and then.
But he didn't want to see you go, did he? When you went to
so he started off. He had totally bullied me when I first came in, and then usually I like to get my own back. But as at the end of it, I went up to him and said, "Listen, Gaffer, I'm thinking about going back to Celtic. I'm not playing. I only said it for him to say I want you to stay and play." And he went, "No, I want you to stay." So I was buzzing. He went, "Just for your banter." So. So Karen Robinson, one of the worst managers I've ever played under, never did lie, he was hopeless. But no, listen, Si, a loan move can be right. The only thing I worry about a loan move is, and it can go both ways, see if the loan move isn't there next season. Sometimes a manager will want to get his players playing.
Start that again. Take 10 seconds to think about what you're going to say.
Can't even try to help me here because I'm not going to know where he's going.
Right, okay, I'm going to go for it again, all
right? Right, the problems with a loan move.
A loan move is, and I felt with me, do you know James Tavenier was at MK Dons with me? Two as well, great pals.
Well, he is, right?
Yeah, great pals.
You and Tav?
Me and Tav's, and he, by the way, what a player he's turned out to be.
Would you have seen him being that player when he was at MK Dons?
Well, I don't know, Si. I believe, Alan Smith always said, out of the two loan moves, I was a much better player than him.
Right.
No word
Alan Smith, the Man United, didn't lead player. Glenn Middleton, so...
Aye, with loans.
Getting out on loan, perfect. Right, we're going to move on to your old team, Kev, Hearts. I mean, must discuss just seeing them in the state they're in. Obviously, everyone that comes on the pod, I always say about how big a club Hearts are. Good players, I think they've got. Is it solely down to the Scottish Tony Pulis?
I don't ever like slagging managers off because you don't know what they do on a day-to-day basis. But
nothing by the looks of it.
I just think that sometimes I think when the manager's struggling and you've got a great right-hand assistant to go to say, right, what do you think is happening? I don't think Hearts have that.
You think there's nobody challenging Craig Levein?
Aye, I think Craig Levein's dictating to the whole of the club. It's my way or the highway. And it's like, I just think that the brand of football that I saw yesterday from the highlights reel, and it's only the highlights reel, I wouldn't have minded playing like that because I would have felt that I would have got more touches of the ball than the whole Brendan Rodgers pass. But ultimately, if you don't have the players that can play that style, it's not effective. Mm. So when they're talking about bringing guys like Glenn Whelan, Glenn Whelan will come in, and he'll bring loads of experience and everyone else. But see, the minute that ball starts going over Glenn Whelan's head, he'll be like, why am I here? I don't want to play. I'm here to play football. No, long ball's fine in certain situations and circumstances and teams you play against. But Hearts are not doing it Hearts have got wingers. And the boy Halkett at the back and Berra, who I like both, especially Halkett. Halkett's a footballer. Oh. He's a good defender, but the boy can play football. So there's no reason why he shouldn't be coming out of defence with the ball and getting the two wide men, the two fullbacks further up, get the wide men further up. Just fucking wreck the place. And basically, get the boy out wide and make the long balls come in for the wide areas rather than from the centre half areas. Yeah. And I think that, and what you've got is you're talking, you've nailed it in the head, Hearts, massive club, huge club, one of the best clubs I've ever played with, ever experienced, and they fans deserve better right now because they've got to be thinking, like, we might not win the league, we might not finish second, but there's no reason why we can't finish third and us be the one that's in Europe. And Hearts are missing that. They're really, really missing it. So I think questions need to be asked, and only the person that can really answer them is Anne Budge, and she can obviously deal with that, but that's a different story.
Hey, Kyle Lafferty, would you take him back at Hearts?
Absolutely, I'd take him back in a heartbeat. Don't think he was at it worked. Obviously it didn't work for the Rangers, but we've said all that. But I think he'd be a good signing for Hearts. But listen, I think unless the football changes, Craig Levein's playing last 5 minute type of football for 90 minutes. I mean, you do that in the last couple of minutes of the game, get it up long, hope for the best, because we've tried different nails, it's no working. He's done it for the start of the game, a total tosh and muck. It must change.
Why did Hearts allow the fringe or a part of the fringe to be on the
team? Oh, what a point,
we're talking about two games in and their pitch is now done.
Have you seen
for
the
season? That doesn't cut that grass and that and the way the pit, like, it'll not come back. So that's going to affect how teams
play.
They need
to relay that, wouldn't they?
I would like
it
to.
Looks like that, do you know what annoys me? It's like no good for Scottish football. We didn't do ourselves any favours. So anybody watching that game from abroad, looking at that pitch, is thinking two games into the season
and they've just done a concert.
Because the Hearts have got.
Would that happen in the English Premier League? Absolutely not. Do you know what I mean?
Wait. What's playing there? Foot Marty Kepelo.
Oh, you, he was at the fringe, wasn't he?
Wait, when? With Foot Marty and Marty Pelo didn't turn up.
He's been patched. No, there's a new guy taking over as a lead singer.
Oh, is there?
Uh-huh, wee guy feel a bit X.
Oh, right, okay.
You happy with that swap?
So that's no wait then, is it?
Just
no.
wait, and that's very good. Right, we're going to talk about another absolute character. Jason Cummins has been told he can leave. What Scottish club should go? I'm going to put a wee play out to him now. Red Deer, 6 o'clock, young man, we'll get you part-time, Peterhead.
I'll tell you who should sign him. Open goal.
Wow!
Oh, what a
could you match his wages?
The cum dog meets the slain dog.
Oh. That's a dog fight.
I think I've heard on the grapevine, and this is just a rumour, that Grado's already...
ain't interested in that man.
Because they had a wee thing with a wee wrestling move, so I don't know.
No, listen, Grado's a great guy, but regarding Jason Cummins, I'm surprised at whatever's happened in there. Jason Cummins...
Are you surprised it hasn't worked for him?
Aye, Jason Cummins is a real good player. He's meant to be loved in the changing rooms and know that he's an idiot or anything like that. I remember about a year ago I met James Keating for a wee lunch. Would I speak to James Keating again? Absolutely not. Too big now. But when I did meet James, he was telling me about Jason Cummins and he was like, you would love him. He said... He's no maybe a perception of some people may think he is. He works so hard, he takes his football very seriously, and he's a great, great lad. And on top of that, a great player, Si.
So why has it not worked out for him then?
I don't know, Si. Do you know what though? Sometimes it doesn't work, and you may be going a couple of loan moves and whatever, and it doesn't work. Your confidence gets shattered. He needs to get to come to a club, maybe come back to Scotland. Find yourself again. He needs to give yourself time. And I know you just want to get playing good again. Get yourself time. Get into your club side. Get training away. And don't miss stuff about you need to work hard. You don't get to where he's got to in his career, playing with Rangers, playing with Hibs, doing in the South, if you don't work hard. The boy does that. And he just needs to get his confidence up and we'll see the day he'll come dog. Come dog
play. What an endorsement.
It's just one of these things that when players go... on loan or go down south, whatever they do, sometimes it doesn't work. And that's no doubt the player's fault or the club's fault. Sometimes the fit's just not right. Look at Griffiths. Griffiths went to Wolves. Wasn't he, didn't he? I would say the greatest time in his career done at Wolves. So he decided I need to get back to where I was.
I always think to play in the English Championship, if you're small, you need to be exceptional to do well.
It's tough.
You need to be exceptional. So if you're not big and strong, I think it's tough.
It's very tough because it's all big. It's a lot of physicality there. So maybe Jason Cummins just needs to come back to Scottish football, find a club that appreciate what he can do, and then start loving the game again. Because right now, he's, as a character, he is. His head just wants to play football, and he's not doing that, so he's no be happy. So we'll see.
I don't think they have. But if anybody throws it out there, like. Oh no, he fucks about and he doesn't take his football serious. See that? That's a lot of shite. Do you know what I mean?
That's the same things that have been said about you, mate, which is a load of rubbish.
A lot of rubbish. Because you have a laugh, and Keatsy told me the boys absolutely loved him. You don't love somebody because they're a character in the changing room if they're a pee hat out in the pitch and don't give a... You don't love a player that. You hate a player like that, Si. So clearly, the boy puts a lot of work in, and my God, I hope that he gets himself back playing. And he will.
I'll tell you where he should go, and the manager that will do that for him, Aberdeen.
Derek McInnes. That's a great
point.
Him and Cosgrove together, for me, I think that would be a great partnership.
And I think that's what Aberdeen's lacking now.
Yeah, definitely.
Because the boy Cosgrove, I think, is a really good player. I think that the way he plays, big, physical, strong, and one of those types of players in Scottish football always does well, because we don't have big 6'5" something halves in Scotland. So for him to play, Cummins to play off of him, I think Cummins could get his career going again, and to spend the rest of your career maybe next 10-15 years at Aberdeen, is that really that bad?
No,
of course it's not.
Get a few quid up.
No,
by the way, can I just say, sorry. The two of you have been the problem is
the summer a lot of people were saying he's a clown, a class clown, and everybody loves that side of him. I ain't no class clown, Si. I'm the best in the business, Si.
Correct.
Anything I do, if I want to be serious, I'll be serious. If I want a laugh, I'll have a laugh. There ain't anybody better than me, Si. So for the idiots, if they think I'm an idiot producing comedy gold, well, they're the idiots.
And there's also rumours that he's up for a nomination as the sexiest male at Edinburgh Fringe, Paul Slane.
No way. Yeah. Am I only got nominated?
me up.
No, you were.
What was I up for?
Well, you were up for best accent.
Best accent. Who was impersonating? Some boy from Stranraer.
Right, as I say, he's been tremendous. They keep it going for the last wee bit. We've got Man United Chelsea. We're going to talk about Man United pulled Chelsea's pants down. 4-0. Are you surprised?
Chelsea were much better, and they kept on saying big Harry Maguire, big slab head was brilliant. No, he wasn't brilliant Chelsea should have scored 4 or 5, and then they said after the game, they said that Jermaine Genius and his other sidekick, who was his other sidekick that night,
Genius is
Philip,
a hard watch,
Philip Neville, the two of them and rubbish. They should put the two beside Stuart and Tom. Tom, Kev Tom, Stuart, Stephen Thompson, whatever the guy's name is, and they should put the four together and let them talk nonsense. But Si, what I was going to say is about the game, Chelsea were much better in times. They missed lots of chances, but we were actually talking about this in the train going about Chelsea. Has Frank Lampard went at the right time? Now, you made the great point is you can't turn that down because they've still got great players. My point is, Si, they've got a 2-year transfer ban. Their best player, Eden Hazard, who's been carrying them for years, is now gone. Where did he get the goals for? And Tammy Abraham up front and Mason Mount, he's rubbish.
Mason Mount, he's rubbish. To be fair, I seen Tammy Abraham last year for Aston Villa, and for me, he's never a Chelsea centre forward.
Number 9, he's given
me. Why did he not play Giroud? Giroud's a top player for me.
When the World Cup side with foot, he's scoring a goal, so he obviously, no, but he obviously brings something.
Tammy Abraham's like, he's one of these young players that, like, in England they talk about, oh, Tammy Abraham's going to, we'll send him at loan to Villa, get the experience, we'll come back to Chelsea. He didn't score too many goals at Villa, and by all accounts, it took about 7 or 8 chances to actually get a goal. So if they're going to rely on somebody like that to try and fire them goals in the Premiership, they are going to struggle. But it's the transfer ban. Ultimately, it's the transfer ban. Frank Lampard can come in there and do all the training and all the tactics and all the things in the world, the right things.
I think,
but you need players. You need experienced players who are going to give that team a wee bit extra, and he can't give them that because they can't buy anybody.
I think he'll be.
That was my question.
I think he'll do well.
He'll be a real good manager. The only problem is he going to be given time with Chelsea because it's a 2-year ban. Is he going to do enough to keep him in the job for that? I think he will be a real good manager, Lampard. I like the way he speaks. I know Bielsa was all over him last year, Si, but Lampard got the last laugh.
So he did?
Yep. So I think Lampard will be a success.
What about Ole Solskjaer? Will he be a success, Kev?
Nope.
I think it's just time.
Can't stand him.
My night's got a young squad.
Baby face assassin.
He's just a young man. I know you're a young manager, like Lampard. Maybe a lack of experience in the managerial department. Plenty of experience with playing, but he signed in Harry Maguire, who was absolutely fantastic, brilliant, great debut, one of the best probably Man United's ever seen. And he's got a lot of young players, and he's trying to get guys like Martial to get going again. And Martial's been kind of threatening to get going since about 7 years ago when he arrived. So who knows? Only time will tell.
Rashford will score goals.
You're talking about Rashford's top player, but the only problem I worry about, I was looking at their bench and they're spending a hell of a lot of money. Man United in the defence is strong, but see, attacking, if they keep the team that's playing Saturday with Martial left, Rashford up top, see if you get a couple of injuries or one injury with Rashford.
Who plays?
I don't know who comes in. They've got the boy James, Reece James, they brought in. And, like, I just see
his
dad passed away, Si, before he went to Man United, and he scored and he put his hands up to the sky. And I must say, that was amazing, Si.
And he was nearly crying.
He was crying social since the real up and down summer, and the boy must be going through a hell of a lot. But to meet your debut and score for Man United, it was amazing to see.
Brilliant.
So.
Slaney, honestly, he gave us everything.
I've
gave
everything.
He gave us last tries.
We're going to do well to Hud, aren't we?
Oh, he's gone. He's
gone, isn't he?
I will be going, and I certainly will be.
He was going to Celebrity just last week. See, after the day, he's going straight to Match of the Day, aren't he, son?
Well, listen, I'm not.
Where do you see you ending up?
I'm going to just let me
EastEnders.
Hear me out.
Hear me
out. Phil Mitchell's son in EastEnders, Ben.
Max Brannan's sex lost twin. But what I was going to say, Si, is I'm just going to let you know my 2019/2020. I will star and I'm a Celebrity. It will in the jungle. Wow. It will be the easiest victory of all time. I will win it easily, and then I'll come do that. We'll do a night at the Hydro. Well, we're already day one, but that'll still be part two, where you will feature for 5 minutes in there. And I'll do it all. It is all happening for me, but my God, will I ever turn my back and go, absolutely not. No, so I love it. And see, regarding BBC, they've made bids for me to come in and replace Sunderland, and I said, thanks very much for seeing it, but I will never step in show in any of your shows. I don't agree with what you come out with or your philosophies, and obviously I don't like it, Si.
There you go. Right, last wee bit for a guy
I'm stinking. I'm going to get a shell this morning because I had to get out of train.
I never trained for Glasgow to Cumbernauld.
Mate, I've never seen it like it, eh?
You and Stuart.
Unbelievable. And I'm near where they're lying. There was three guys, three office guys sitting, right? And they obviously were, mate, two facing me and the guy beside me. So I had my bag in that seat and he went, mate, can you just move it? I went, no problem, mate. So I put it up in it and hang. So the guy farted, right, beside me. So I was just sitting there like that. Is this guy serious? I never said it in right. And it's just, and so I smelt it and his mate across from me went, very interesting. So I was thinking to myself, are these three guys trying to take the piss out of me? So I was hoping and praying he tried it again and I was going to turn for him, but he never tried it again, Si. But how rude can you be?
What did the guy say, very interesting?
So he farted out of the blue, loud, right? And I couldn't, I was thinking to myself, is this fucking happening? So what had happened was, the guy across from him, so I smelled it, it was rotten, and I mean, and you know what it's like, your anger starts to boil up, and as I smelled it, he must have got it as well, and I went, very interesting. So I was going to say, shut your fucking mouth, son, and leave it to him. But I was, so well, oh. Like, that's my train journey of the day. I had a monster, I didn't crack it on because I felt sick with a fart.
So did it link you for the full hour? Right, just a wee bit to end the show. Another Scottish guy who's absolutely flying, and we've mentioned him already, John McGinn, scored his first Premier League goal on Saturday. What a goal it was.
Well, that sums match of the day up. They did not see
him. Didn't even, it was Jack Grealish that got all the singing. That was annoying.
Did you see
Ian Wright?
He scored his goal, right, and then he's done an unbelievable pass to set somebody up.
Through ball.
And they never said his name once. That sums him up down there. And what they always do as well about Andy Robertson, it's always Trent. Andy Robertson, much better. So start getting it fair share. A lot of nonsense.
Ian Wright.
Because of Scottish, simple as that.
No, I agree, mate. I was actually baffled.
Mate, was
McGinn
with
never
that?
Got
like, listen, Grealish is a good player. He's not on the same level as McGinn. But certainly in a game, McGinn scores, puts Danny Rose in his ass, and then sets somebody up. You've got to at least acknowledge it, sir.
Kev, can he go to the top?
I think he's got that wee bit of something that takes you to the top. Can he quite put your foot on it?
It's
but he's just
no.
It's a big ass. He's got that big ass in it.
It just seems to be.
He's great. He really is.
He's like that wee annoying midfielder that just seems to be everywhere. And then when you game the ball, he does it simple. He knows like that goal.
He's a throwback.
The pass has to get there, right, and it's an incredible pass. But he, what a run! Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, don't see that midfielders now.
Like, midfielders don't do that.
Run beyond that.
They're too worried about if I go there and I leave that space behind, will I get exposed? But he's went for it. I mean, the ball's come, great first touch. Then the boy's trying to make the tackle. He's composed himself. Great finish and great feeling for himself, the kid, his family, his brothers, because they're all football orientated. There's even his granddad, Jack McGinn. Superb, and I hope and I wish him all the best, because ultimately for us as a nation, it's going to help our country, because to have a John McGinn, to have an Andy Robertson, to have a Kieran Tierney all playing in the Premiership, and Ollie McBurnie
and Scott McTominay, another good performance.
Scott played well.
I mean, that's unreal.
He's a big handsome boy, isn't he? He can get
beautiful.
A bit of pitches.
He's beautiful, but I must say, guys, sitting here listening to you speak, how exciting is it for Scotland and now with the team? If Steve Clarke can't get them through, my goodness, who can he get them through with that team? We've got one of the best teams in Europe.
What about the centre half sitting on it? Isn't that big Grant Hanley? Would he?
How is he playing? Put your hands off your head and stop crying. Did you see that? He's like wearing the captain's armband. Grab him with the balls and get up. He's done up.
There you go. Right, you want to sing a suit?
Don't stop me now.
I'm having such a good time. Having a ball. Don't stop me now.
I'm a recent shell running through the sky like a tiger.
Defying the laws of gravity.
Go, 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 go. He's stopping me. Wee Wally, he's a good boy. Good boy, Wee Wally, he's a good boy. Good boy.
Lads, once again, good job, class. See you later.